Okay, that's Sexhead from Montreal, and since I've seen you, and welcome to the show, guys. Tell us, introduce yourselves and tell us what you play in the band.
All right, my name is Alex. I play bass and I sing.
Hi, I'm Terry. I play guitar and I sing.
I am Dominic, and I'm a drummer.
Okay, and how long has the band been together for?
Almost 9 years now.
Okay, and how did the band form?
Me and Terry were sharing the stage all the time in our respective band, and like it happens all the time in Montreal, we have the possibilities to play together.
You guys were in different bands before?
Exactly.
And which bands were you in before?
I was in the Flavors, and Terry was playing in Calf.
Okay, and you guys kept on playing a lot, and then you decided to start a band?
Yeah, we wanted to start a side project.
Okay.
But the bands that we were playing it stopped, so we have all the possibilities to start a new band from scratch.
Okay, and what was the idea of the band?
Basically having fun, touring, play shows, make friends, and have an awesome time.
Okay, and did you want to sound like anyone in particular? Like, is there... Because I hear a lot of different things in your sound, but I definitely, like, I hear some Ramones, and I hear maybe a little bit of, like, the Replacements or Husker Du or some stuff like that. Is that kind of the idea, or...?
We didn't have any idea. We just wanted to do something rough, like, mainly punk rock, but just came out that way.
Okay.
We never really... when you get together to write songs, we don't really, like, try or to do something in specific. We just jam, play riffs, and when it's good, when we headbang, it's a keeper.
Yeah, that's certainly a sign, isn't it? Where did the name Sexhead come from?
It just comes from the fact that we always talked about sex.
Okay.
And it's in our mind almost every minute, so it came easy.
That was just appropriate, I think.
Okay, are a lot of the songs about sex, or...?
Well, lots of them are about sex, girls, party, drugs, getting drunk, hating our jobs, stuff like that. Basic punk, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Who would you say you're influenced by in terms of music?
I start from, like, I don't know, AC/DC to Black Flag, whatever, Kenny Snatchers.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. There is many stuff we list. Sorry, there's many stuff to listen to, yeah. So, happened like that, I guess.
Okay, if you had to limit your music collection to 5 punk releases, what would they be and why?
Oh, it's very hard to pick only 5
yes,
records.
Sorry.
It's almost impossible.
Why do you do that for,
and it has to be punk?
I want it to come off the top of your head. Yeah, they have to be punk records.
Yeah.
I know AC/DC is great, but... let's talk about punk.
I can drop name few bands, but maybe not the album. Maybe
that's
just,
okay. That's good enough. Yeah.
Right now, I would say The Real Kids from Boston.
Yeah.
What else?
The Kids. I like The Kids a lot those time, and still listening to stuff like
Lazy Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Von Duck.
Like, I don't know.
Who is Von Duck?
It's a famous band in Quebec.
Yes, tell us.
You should know them.
You should tell us about them, because some of us don't know about them.
There's not too much to say, I guess. I think
it was a folk band from Quebec.
Can we say
that's
it's folk?
Like
pop rock?
Cheap pop rock.
Yeah.
And they were sort of one-hit wonders?
Yeah, they had 2-3 hits wonder or something.
Had 10 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
But they were big in Quebec, right? For one
kind
year
of big,
or something?
Boy, for a year, two maybe.
So it's sort of, and you were saying that it's kind of a joke to collect this.
Yeah, it's like an inside joke.
That's a novelty of sorts.
Kind
of. Yeah, okay. So you have to catch the humor. I just wanted to stop there for a second, because we've been talking about it, but I don't think everyone else is.
I will have to say Misfits, Ramones.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen?
Yeah, huge influence.
Okay. All right. Who writes the lyrics? We were talking about some of the things that you were singing about already. Did you guys take, because you both sing, the two of you
sing.
Yeah,
but we sometimes write songs together. It's more me and Alex for lyrics. The music is with, like, the old band. But sometimes he just came out with an idea and we just pick his song. I do the same. So it's never, there's no routine or anything like that.
Okay.
Any great idea.
Okay. What would be your favorite song, Sexhead song, from a lyrical standpoint, and why?
from the lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's probably a song we didn't record it yet, like, cause we're working on stuff now. So yeah.
That's okay. You can tell us about that.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is get you to explain a song more in detail.
Explain songs?
No, just one song. Like maybe one song that you like lyrically. Something that...
Can you do that, Alex?
I'm trying right now to pick one song.
Wow. Yes, pick one.
You know, we're
and
together
tell us what it's about.
Since 9 years.
We yeah, I know, like, you have a lot of the songs.
And from the lyric standpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a hard question.
It seems to stump people, but you know, I'm trying to really just flesh out a bit more about your songs.
Okay, I guess I'd say Back to 17.
And what's the song about?
Well, it's about waking up in the morning and your girlfriend's gone. You don't care too much because you still got a six pack in your fridge. And then you call your friends, you have a party at home, and get wasted.
Okay.
And forget the whole thing.
And finish the night with two new girls.
There we go. Okay. And do you have a song that you like?
Probably like in the new songs we have, it's like more violence and stuff. And I like to express like a violent stuff. Like it's good in lyrics and I don't know. I cannot like talk like too much about it, but it just express feelings we have that.
Yeah.
Everybody probably have, but don't want to tell.
Okay. Okay. You have a couple of releases now recorded. Can you tell us what you have out? So tell us what labels they're on. What have you recorded so far and what have you released?
Well, we start with a recording in Hamilton. It's like more demo kind of tape. It's called Kiss My Sex Head. It's out now for sure. It's like
and you did it in Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird because when we start, we hit the road like to tour Canada.
Yeah.
And
when you were
like
in Hamilton.
Hamilton was a good place for us. Found a lot of friends and a place to record some new songs. So that's the first release.
When
probably.
Was that?
It's in 97, probably around October.
Okay.
97.
In the fall?
Yeah. And then after we did another demo tape with the same guy, same place in Hamilton.
Okay.
It's called Take Off Your Pants. And then our...
Did you self-release that or was that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Both are self-release.
Okay.
After there's the album I Abuse, still self-release. And finally the split CDs on Goblin Record.
Okay, and how did this one come about? There's three bands.
Yeah, well, the label asked us if we were after a show in Ottawa. They asked us if we were interested in being on a split.
And is it the guy from the Riptides who does this?
Yeah, Goblin Records.
Okay, and so he did all the hard work for you guys. Not all the hard work because you guys had to record it. I'm sure that's a lot of difficult work.
Yeah, but they did pretty much
the rest of it.
The rest of it, yeah.
Okay, and it's beautiful artwork. It looks like Winston Smith type artwork. Now, you guys were talking about having new material recorded or in the process of... Are you working on new stuff? Or?
Yeah, that's right. We're working on a bunch of new songs right now, but we're right in the middle of the process.
Okay. So do you know... Is there anyone who might be releasing it? Will you be releasing it? You know?
Well, who knows? We hope.
Still
so
on.
If someone's interested, just contact us.
Yeah. We're still like looking for stuff, but we're pretty much writing now. Then
okay.
After, we're going to try to find a way to put it out or something.
Or do some shopping after when we will be ready, when we will be done and proud of what we have.
Yeah, okay. I want to tell us about the scene in Montreal. What bands should we be paying attention to or looking out for?
There is tons of band in Montreal, tons of venues too, and it goes so fast. It change all the time.
Yeah.
You have to listen to our new pop punk sensation, and it's in French. It's called Le Volume Était au Maximum. And I think you guys should have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, they're good. There's tons of bands, but that's
what
one
about
to
bands,
remember.
What about bands that sound like you guys?
Is there any bands play? Sounding like us?
Or bands that you might play with?
Oh, in Montreal?
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, we play more in Ontario than we play Quebec. It's easier for us to come here, and we have more bands here in Ontario that sounds similar to us and it's easy to share a stage with than in Montreal.
Okay.
And the band we play with in Montreal sometimes come from here too a lot. So we exchange show a lot with people from outside. So band in Montreal, honestly, it's always changed. So there's not a specific band we always play with.
Okay, what is the scene like in Montreal? You were saying that there's lots of things happening.
Well, it's more like the Arcade Fire and stuff like that are more popular right now. But punk rock scene, like a band we hear about now, it's the St. Catharines, because it just got a good record deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're good, too.
Oh, okay. What about venues? Where would people go to see shows?
You got Fofone Electric, I guess.
Still around?
Still around. Most people know this place.
Yeah.
There's tons of plays. There's Café Chaos, good venue for punk show, and L'Hémisphère Gauche. I guess they're pretty much the main one.
Okay. And record stores? There's a lot of record stores still around?
Yeah, there's tons of record stores, too much to name. You just have a walk downtown and don't get in if you don't have any money, because your heart will be broke. Yeah, it's very hard to resist.
Pockets empty, heart broken.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a song. What's happening with you guys in the next little bit? Are you heading back to Montreal, or are you?
We're heading back tonight in Montreal.
Okay.
And we have two shows next weekend in Quebec City, and a small town near. And then we'll go back in our spot and keep on writing what we're working on right now.
And hopefully we'll hear some new stuff from you very soon.
Probably.
I want to thank you very much for playing tonight. It was amazing to watch you guys. It was great. And how can people get in touch with the band if they want to find out more about the CDs that you have released, and or just want to get in touch with you about stuff?
Yeah, well, it's easy if you go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have heard about that?
Yes, internet? I've heard. Yeah. So, yeah, we're just starting to get a hang of it.
Cool. So internet. You just go on sexedmusic.com. Sexedmusic.com.
Okay.
We are on MySpace as well if you want to listen to some stuff too. We've got some MP3 on MySpace.
Okay, and what's the MySpace site? Is it MySpace?
MySpace.com/sexedmusic.
Okay. And any last comments?
We had a good time this weekend, I guess. And
lots of drinking?
Yeah,
lots
yeah.
Of playing,
lots of partying.
Music.
Yeah, we had a good time. And it's time to, we're going to hit the road again. We got to drive all night.
Thanks
after,
to
probably
you.
Probably get some sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks to you. Thanks to our friend Jimmy Vapid for everything, for the weekend.
Yeah, Jimmy was great for setting this all up.
He was great. Thanks a lot.
And I'm sorry, but I want to thank you guys for sticking around so late, because I know you got a long drive ahead of you.
Oh, a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, yeah. It's nice to be here. Thanks, man.
And it was amazing to watch you play. It was great.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation.
It was great.
All right.
Anytime. Okay. And I guess we're going to play something off another track off this Operation Three-Way split that's out on Goblin Records. The song we're going to hear off this is called Rotten to the Core.